Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. You can check out all of our podcasts. Hope everyone's doing well. Feel terrific. It's a beautiful fall morning, Thursday, October 15th. Hope everyone's doing well. So I thought I would just check in. I don't really got a lot going on, really. If I can just even maybe just share a few thoughts, and then maybe I'll just do a, just check on the daily reflections, see what's going on. If I don't have anything, I can't force it as much as I want to try. So I was reading a thing this morning. Somebody posted some stuff on Facebook, and a guy had written a pretty lengthy post about addiction. And you know, I mean, it was, I definitely understood, but one of the things that stood out was just this blame on addiction for everything. Like the word addiction. Oh, I'm addicted. You know, I'm addicted to a lot of things. It's just that it's not all of them get me in trouble, right? But trying to understand like the difference between addiction and self, I mean, I guess they go hand in hand, but like if I have an addiction to alcohol and then I stop drinking, have I fixed all of my addiction problems? Or if I just decided between me and self that alcohol doesn't work for me? I think that's a pretty appropriate title. We never change. I mean, I've talked about, you know, in the past where, you know, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable, the first step, right? And how I read it as we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable because of alcohol. Didn't say that. That's how I heard it. That's how I thought it, and that's how I kind of lived with it and moved on. So what that said was is that since I don't drink anymore, I've really fixed that step. And I've talked about before how, you know, that's that first real introduction to humility. I never read it that way, but, you know, a few years later, and I look at it, I'm like, yeah, we admitted, surrendered, that we're powerless. Surrender to alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. It doesn't say that our lives became unmanageable about alcohol. It just says that we have a self-centered problem. We lack humility, and alcohol is one of the issues. But when does it say we admitted we were powerless over marshmallows and that our lives have become unmanageable? So that I don't eat marshmallows. So that, I guess, doesn't apply to me. But when the reality is that is my whole problem. When things, when that fork in the road shows up, and there's what I need to do and then what I want to do, my problem is I choose what I want to do and not what I need to do. So addiction is confusing for me. It's confusing. But you know what? It's a, you know, I don't know. The person that was writing this stuff down, too, had like 20 years of sobriety. I wonder if I can find it. I don't want to pull anybody, throw anybody under the bus. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. Huh. Looks like he took it down. Huh. Well, he took it down. Hmm. Interesting. Well, it's gone. Maybe I made it up. Maybe it was a dream. But I know that it is a tricky, tricky path to walk down because it does make you feel like, you know, it makes you feel like stopping the drinking, stopping the drugging is fixing the problem. And, you know, I hear people say, well, like, I'm not fat. Like people that eat a lot of sugar or eat a lot of candy. They say, you can't eat all that candy. Well, I'm not fat. Not yet. Not on the outside. But it's bad for you. But all self wants is to look good. Self doesn't particularly care, especially when we're young, on what's going on the inside, right? It's how do I look? Like smoking is bad for you. Well, is it giving me wrinkles? No. Okay, well, then I'm fine. Yeah, but what about your lungs? What about your bladder? You know, there's John Daly, who's a big, who has a history of being, you know, I think he's sober now, but he carried on a bit. But he still drinks a lot of sodas, I guess. That's at least the what they put out here for us to think is, you know, and he drinks a lot of, or drinks a lot of sodas and smokes a lot of cigarettes. And now he's been posting that he has bladder cancer. You know, my son's great uncle passed away because of bladder cancer, and it was all due to smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes will give you bladder cancer, as weird as that is. And lung cancer and mouth cancer and all the other shit. But as a person of self, a person of self-centered asshole like myself, I only care about what's affecting how I look. I'm not concerned about the inside part. And it's the same thing with, you know, addiction. It's the same thing with alcoholism. Alcohol, for me, it's like I stopped drinking, but still that self-centered side of me still lives. And if my whole reason for trying to do this, and my whole reason I'm trying to do this has changed over the years. When I first got sober, it was all self-motivated. I wanted to look better. I wanted to meet better people. I wanted I. But you ask me today why I'm sober, and it's about the serenity, the peace. And just the dropping of the drink isn't fixing that. It's addressing the self-centered side of me that really is a problem. And I'm aware of it. I talk about it. I work on it. But man, it is right under the surface. It always shows up like when I'm driving or conversations about things, especially with kids. You know, kids can create a lot of stress because, you know, we all want what's best for our kids, right? We have to protect them. And when you're in a family like mine, a blended family, you know, my wife is looking out for my daughter and I'm looking out for the boys. And at the same time, we're looking out for everybody. But at the same time, we still want what we want. And it can like get you really aggravated and make stressful conversations. And then you don't want to talk about it. Then, you know, that's how challenges pop up in marriages. Because you're afraid to have a conversation about something. But I don't drink today. I've been sober a long time. But when I have these kind of situations and I can't handle them, I lose my serenity. It also happens when I'm driving. Driving, it just brings the worst out of me. Like I'm so much in a hurry. I have nowhere to go. But as soon as I get in traffic, I just have to go around it. I have to be driving and weaving. And it's like, what's the hurry? What's the problem here? I don't know. But I don't drink, right? I'm sober. Sober as a judge. Let's read the daily reflections. See what they got to say. Because I need some help. I need a topic. Daily reflections. How's everybody out there doing? Staying sober? Do you want to be sober? Okay, here we go. October the 15th. My checklist, not yours. Gossip barbed with our anger. A polite form of murder by character assassination. Has its satisfactions for us too. Here we are not trying to help those we criticize, we are trying to proclaim our own righteousness. Let me read that again. Gossip barbed with our anger, a polite form of murder by character assassination. A polite form of murder by character assassination. I am definitely guilty of that. It goes back to not being good enough, I guess. Here we are not trying to help those we criticize. We are trying to proclaim our own righteousness. So what's that mean? Like you, I'm not even going to define that. That's up to you. This is for October the 15th. Sometimes I don't realize that I gossiped about someone until the end of the day. When I take an inventory of the day's activities and then my gossiping appears like a blemish in my beautiful day. How could I have said something like that? Gossip shows its ugly head during a coffee break or lunch with a business associates, or I may gossip during the evening when I'm tired from the day's activities and feel justified in boistering my ego at the expense of somebody else. Character defects like gossip sneak into my life when I am not making a constant effort to work the 12 steps of recovery. I need to remind myself that my uniqueness is the blessing of my being and that applies equally to everyone who crosses my path in life's journey. Today's the only inventory I need to take is my own. Today, the only inventory I need to take is my own. I'll leave judgment and others to the final judge, divine providence. That's good. I mean, it's not... I can relate that to, you know, kind of what I was talking about. You know, every day that I drive arrogantly, like the rules don't apply, at the expense of others. I can remember driving, and this happened, I don't know, it was a while back. I mean, it probably happens all the time, but, you know, I was driving, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy pulls up next to the side of my car, and he's just fucking having a meltdown. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Apparently, I was driving too slow, and he was back there really frustrated. And, he was back there really frustrated, and I'm like, I have no clue that this is going on back there. He finally pulls up, and he's letting me have it, you know, through the window, just yelling at me. And I'm like, what did I do? You know, all of a sudden, I'm like feeling bad, and you know, it's a small example, but it's the same kind of thing. He was going crazy at my expense. You know? I have gotten so frustrated by traffic, by people in front of me, that I will pull up. And when you know there's no room to get over, I'll just start going over. So they're like, oh my God, they have to slow down. And I'm like, yeah, that's what you get for freaking being so slow. You know, I'm like out of my mind. Like, I'm pretty good at most things, but this turns out to be a character defect of mine. Arrogance. My buddy Matt told me, guys like you and me are arrogant. And I'm like, what the fuck's that mean? Rules don't apply. You know, is there a rule about gossip? Probably shouldn't do it, right? But at some point, and I'm guilty of that also, actually, but you know, when you're in the hair business, you have to chat and talk with people, right? But it's still a character defect. But I don't drink, right? So, and that's kind of what my whole point of this was, is that we change until the pain stops. And if the pain is like DUIs, crashing cars, having no life, a lot of those things get fixed pretty quickly when you put down the drink. And if a lot of those things get changed pretty quickly, then a lot of the times we lose our direction, or I lose my direction. I've lost my direction. And I'm only sharing this just out of experience. You know, I got sober in 1997. I was sober. I collected 5 coins. When I had picked up that 5th coin, I would have told you that I had 5 years sobriety, learning now, later on, that I didn't. I was using pain pills for my back that were prescribed, but I was taking more than I was supposed to, and it was really a drink. The way I took them, the eagerness, because I would remember, I would daydream about taking them. The joy that the idea of them, of taking them, the joy that it brought me is not sobriety, it's not sober behavior. But I would have told you that I had 5 years sobriety. I wonder how many other people are out there like that are like, I got time. But is it time that we understand? I didn't. I actually got sober for the wrong reasons, and I think I stayed sober for the wrong reasons. I remember that it was like my badge of honor that I was sober. Oh, yeah, I'm sober. Awesome. Like, I don't want to give that up. It's a weird trap, that time. The coins. How much time you got? I got 4 years. Here's my coin. I remember when I was 2 years into my second stint of sobriety, and I was still using those pills, and Matt said, you got to change your sobriety date if you want to really have sobriety. And what I thought was, you need to start over so you don't have any blemishes, but really the act of doing it, giving up 2 years of time, that was the real hard part. Because that was my new badge of honor. You know, who's ever been in a meeting and like, yeah, I got 7 days. Oh. And I had to go back to that meeting and say, yeah, my name's Tom, and I need a coin. I need a chip. I need a white chip. Or red. I forget what color it is now. White. I think red's for warning. That was awful. But I started to understand what the point was, is for the serenity. And I can totally relate to that reading. You know, I've done, you know, I'm in the hair business. You know, we gossip all day, we chit-chat and carry on, and I've had conversations where at the end of the day I'm like, God, I wish I wouldn't have talked about that. Some people like to feel like they're part of something. That's all they have. I think that's where gossip and that kind of thing comes from, because some people have, they just feel like they're not part of anything, and that it becomes their thing. Like, that's how I'm part of this, and they feel like they're part of something. Part of the conversation, right? But I've done the same thing. I've had conversations. I've said things. I have a client that comes in. She's a great lady, but she's got some fears with this COVID and stuff. And she goes really to the next level. And it's annoying, you know, because I think I know everything, or at least I know a lot about certain things. And when I'm looking at her, I'm like, you know, all this is not necessary. But she's afraid, right? So I'll roll my eyes. I'll make comments. I'll laugh. I'll do these weird things. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what, Tom? She's a great client. You should be way more patient. Instead of making her feel bad. Is that, you know, that's the kind of stuff, that's what sobriety brings. You start addressing that kind of stuff. And then listen, I say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, kitty. Or I'm sorry. I appreciate you. I'm trying to learn to be more patient. But she was here the other day and I did the same thing. So, you know, it's one thing to address it, change it. But then there's another thing where you address it, you change it, and then you revert right back to it. I think we're appeasing ourselves by our, you know, making amends and cleaning up our side of the street. Look, you're doing good. But we forgot to tell ourselves that now we're not going to behave that way. It's crazy. We're never better. I'm never better. And if I think I'm better, I'm probably definitely not better. What's good is bad, and what's bad is good. What makes us struggle is good. What's easy is bad. That's what I'm taking from the whole thing. Yep, October 15th, go check out that Daily Reflections reading. It's really good. I hope everyone's having a great day. I'm going to cut this short. I got to go to work. Bye. I want to live life and always be true. I want come down and live my life and have friends around. We never changed, we making more friends would be easy.
sun comes out.